7710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice. 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air. 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
Oh.
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 6.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, in his first interview since Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony in Congress, says about the investigation.
This was treason. This was high crimes. This was everything as bad a definition as you want to come up with. This should never be allowed to happen to our country again.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. Meantime, House Oversight Committee Democrats authorized subpoenas for personal texts and emails used for official business by people in the White House, including the president's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner.
We need these documents to understand why the White House is violating the Presidential Records Act.
That's Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings. Three University of Mississippi students are suspended from their fraternity after posing with guns in front of a historic marker dedicated to the lynching victim Emmett Till. There appear to be bullet holes in that sign. The FBI has declined a request to investigate, saying the photo is not a threat. This is Fox News.
Glad you gave the national attention, dwarf. Because we need that.
Makers of Love Island. Get ready for Marriage Island. Married couples get dropped off for a week at a La Quinta Inn near Elko, Nevada. Not exactly an island, but it's in the middle of nowhere, so pretty much the same thing. Who knows what can happen on Marriage Island?
Is this it?
Yeah, the La Quinta. There's a pool with a hot tub.
Yeah, I gotta hit the can. Go check in.
I'm Linda.
I'm Glenn. What? What am I supposed to say? She signed up for this. I don't know. Do I talk to the camera? This is dumb.
We've been married for 16 years.
When is the breakfast tomorrow? Is that like a buffet?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Right, Glenn?
Yeah, this is gonna be a great week. Now I gotta hit the can. Marriage Island. What will happen next?
It's not just a guy on an island with Robinson Crusoe.
That's right.
Greg Budell, what assurance can you give us that Friday is the greatest day of the week?
I'm flat.
I get it. That's insurance, but I'll take that. Jay Scott.
Hi, everybody.
What can you add that would be germane to the issue?
Germany.
Right, we'll move on. Emily Hayes, it's Friday. What more could you want?
All I ever wanted, and you should know this by now, is a dang old Teddy Ruxpin.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You getting any of this? And Rich Thomas, how's the weather looking?
He's coming right at us!
Wow, We're on the second floor. I hope he didn't jump out that window just to entertain us.
You said Uranus.
He got me again. Stand by for...
You said...
Don't you do it.
It's no problem.
Stand by for...
Uranus.
I'd be mad if he weren't so...
Adorable.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Listening on the app this morning, I didn't know if the show sucks today. It's because the one is on his way to a class reunion. But here with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Those comfortable days and cooler nights will soon be just a memory. Today, more sunshine. We'll be up to around 91 for a high. We're still dry. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, more and more humidity. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s in spite of the widely scattered afternoon and evening storms around. And more of the same Monday and Tuesday. It's back to business as usual here in Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Friday is finally,
finally,
finally here. It's finally, finally happening.
Finally happening.
What?
What? What's happening?
Friday show.
Friday show.
And then suddenly it's weekend.
Okay.
Well, let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
You've heard the expression, let's get busy.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
I'm sorry, that was way too dramatic.
Let's not talk. Let's get busy.
Start the show.
Well, we had to find something to amp up the
adorable
factor. So how about a puppy that barks and sounds like a rooster going cock-a-doodle-doo?
Jay's not impressed.
Doesn't sound like a...
Oh, I saw the video already.
Well, I did put it on my Facebook page, but here's the audio. That's a foofus.
Bless it.
Wasn't that adorable?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
I'm trying. What can I do?
Yeah, yes, it was.
Yeesh.
Adorable. That's cute.
Just, yeah.
We have our most electrifying story of the morning coming up in just a minute.
Oh.
It involves politics, but in a good way.
Oh, wait, can that even happen?
Yes. You'll see when I drop this. And by the way, very Mick Jagger intensive show today.
Oh.
Birthday, 76 years old. I talked to the boss who went to Jacksonville for the show,
mm-hmm.
and said, really, how was it? And he said, amazing.
Uh-huh.
And what's great about that is he's 76. He's still doing what he loves. He's playing some of those songs for over half a century.
Yep, yep.
And still playing them with passion.
Mm-hmm.
The band was crisp. The audio was good. The band probably grossed about $2 million for that one show.
It's amazing.
Which is fine. I don't know what they do with the money, but I'm not a socialist. So you charge what you can get, and if people pay it, you're a success. So here's to you, Mick Jagger. And I posted, maybe I should, I don't know if I should take a look just yet. Might be early. But I did when I posted his Wikipedia page today.
Wiki.
And also... Today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting with substitute teacher Greg Boudel features a Stones song and a specific technique. Anyway, I asked the question, if he can still play at this age, can a Hawk Show toast do the same? And so far, there's a lot of people posting their favorite Stones song, but I'm not getting a lot of confidence on the other part of that equation. Maybe I should have done that separately. Herman's on the phone. We haven't heard from you in years. Where you been?
I've been around working.
Well, it's good.
Same.
What's up, buddy?
I got a friend that has lost a dog. It's an American bully pit, rental color, up around the Watauga County Road 85, County Road 87, County Line Road area. Above Millbrook.
Is there any way you can get me a photo and some information that I can put on social media? Because I think we can do a lot more to help.
Yeah, that's our most effective tool.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to get mine.
Or email it to me. Text it to me. You've got my number. Whatever you can do.
All right.
And we'll do everything we can to facilitate a happy ending to that story, okay?
All right. Y'all have a good Friday and good weekend.
Thank you, too.
I'm going to need a butt soon, by the way. It is 6:17. Local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a man accused of capital murder is also behind another shooting. Authorities say 23-year-old Cardarius Fountain is responsible for a triple shooting on July 4th. That shooting happened in the 3200 block of Covered Bridge Drive. There is now a $4,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Police say that 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during that robbery. This happened at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 early Wednesday morning. And the Montgomery Public Safety Communication Center staff is growing. Five women graduated yesterday, becoming public safety communications operators and dispatchers. City officials stress the importance of dispatchers during emergencies. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Did you ever think, given the way things are, in your lifetime you would ever again see Republicans, Democrats, and Independents agreeing on anything?
No.
What did they agree on?
That nobody wants politics on ESPN.
Yay!
Now, ESPN...
Leave my sports alone!
Exactly. You really boiled it down to one sentence or less beautifully. ESPN has damaged itself. I don't know if irreparably is the right word, with people like Jemele Hill and others who got to get their opinions. And despite, we don't go to ESPN for your opinions.
No, we don't.
Frankly, I don't know what your pedigree is. You know, you got a right to say whatever you want, but ESPN is a sports network.
Sports.
So 84% of Republicans, 69% of Democrats, and 74% of Independents want zero politics on ESPN, including any platforms. That would include, like, I've had this happen to me. I used to go to ESPN to read baseball writers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I got to look at this story and that story, playing the violin over something that happened 40 or 50 years ago, and they just got to keep dredging up the
past. Just want to know how dominant Bama's going to be this year. That's all I want to know. I don't want to know what you guys think about other stuff, because I don't bother you with my opinion. So, just let me know what Coach Saban has up his sleeve, Roll Tide.
I was just going to say, this is what Emily wants. This is what Emily wants.
Blah, 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 Roll Tide.
Pretty much.
Jay, back to you.
What if Coach Saban has politics to talk about?
No.
Well, you know what? I don't think...
What if your Lord and Savior has politics to talk about?
Coach Saban is wise enough that he is not going to bother us with his politics, because he knows that does not affect the process at the University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
I am going to just venture an edumacated guess. Please, I think Nick is pretty conservative overall.
You know, you got to call him Coach Saban.
I know Bob Baumhauer.
I know Bob Baumhauer.
And I know...
Don't call him that.
Bob... Greasy, and I know.
Look, you just don't call him. You don't call him Nick. You respect the office there, and he's Coach Saban.
I have a feeling that Coach Saban is
there. You go.
Pretty conservative. He did take the team to the White House, and I didn't notice anybody boycotting or any other crap. And that's another thing. We don't want your politics. If your team wins a championship, God, who was the soccer player that couldn't keep her mouth shut?
That one.
Yeah. There's another one who will slip into the rock of obscurity. She really, I think, based on the television ratings and everything else, that wasn't a real smart move. express your opinion at the ballot box. Being a soccer player does not make you smarter than the rest of America. And you can tell, by the way, I'm delivering this in my calm and passionate way.
I was going to say
that my neurofeedback session at Infusion is working.
Calm the man down.
Well, you know what it is? The differences are very subtle. Sleeping much better. Right off the bat, I can say that I am getting my nap, and my overnight sleep is much more restful. I'm not waking up. But I noticed this yesterday going home. Every day this week has been long for any number of reasons, above and beyond what my regular hours would be. And last night, I was going home, and I didn't have that feeling. You know, I can't wait to get home and dive into bed. And that's a big difference to me. So if you're interested in exploring, this can help you with so many things: anxiety, okay, attention span, migraines, eating disorders, and much more. Infusion is now offering neurofeedback with the IESA system, and I hope you'll check into it. 296-1662. What was that?
He had to switch the station. He had to change the dial because he was picking up the Steve Harvey program on this.
Are we having that crap?
Apparently we are.
On my way in, Gump was bleeding over, but I didn't have any problem with News Talk.
So.
Someone get Tom. It's not unusual.
Infusion Cryo with Laser, 296-1662.
Not really anything Tom can do about it.
Well, I just know that we always just call Tom.
It's atmospheric.
Oh, it's one of those jams. Okay.
Yeah.
Sunspots.
It's the same kind of phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
No matter what they do in L.A., they're always going to have smog because they built the whole city in an inversion zone. So it's always going to be there. Well, how about that? Thanks for
informing. That's a lot of smarts this early.
Maybe you should play soccer.
I'll learn you. You know what I'm going to learn you later?
What are you going to learn us?
I'm going to learn you a brand new dating term, and it's kind of cool. It almost became the most electrifying story of the morning, but I just thought that seeing agreement among every political group on one item was more electrifying than this other thing.
Yes.
I'll get to it. Remind me at 9, I have to go to the bank, okay?
Okay.
I've got the timeline today in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Substitute teacher, we're featuring the Stones this morning, but for a very important reason. Get your notebooks and pencils and recording devices ready for today's lesson.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday morning traffic, and it's still a good time to be out traveling. We don't have a lot of delays for you. If you're on the interstates, everybody looks like they're up at a speed limit, right? The traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well this morning, and there are no delays on the 31s. Just watch the traffic around you as you get your morning started. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made for the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high. The boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job. Yeah, that's a lie. I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang.
And now with the timeline for July 26th, it's Greg Bidell.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because on the counter, Rich Thomas. I was going to check his class reading.
Here's what's interesting about xylophone.
Yeah.
Muffins are ready.
Hello.
I got the information I needed from Herman. All right. It's interesting.
Had a long day yesterday. I'm struggling.
Try some neurofeedback at Infusion. Try an IV vitamin therapy at Infusion. I'll set it up. All right. It's interesting to note that up until the year 1948, nothing noteworthy happened on July 26th. Nothing. 1948 is the first year where a significant event occurred, and that was when President Truman signed Executive Order 9981 prohibiting discrimination, desegregating the military, basically, is what he did.
So they have nothing prior to that on the
nothing.
Timeline.
Nothing.
What a horrible day in history, as far as, well, prior to that year, anyway.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1958, Queen Elizabeth.
The Queen. Oh, God.
Queen Elizabeth announced that Bonnie Prince Charles would be known as the Prince of Wales, and...
Why have I spent my life as just a prince?
Promoting you was never on my bucket list.
But now I finally get my regal wish.
We see.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
And you will someday, potentially.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Stop it.
To be king.
Still waiting. I think he's 67 or 8 now.
I mean, at this point, he doesn't... At this point, he doesn't become that, doesn't it? Isn't it passed on now to...
To
William?
I want to say I heard something where it's like it's gonna jump him.
They're gonna leapfrog him.
Well,
it's hard to believe with that face of his he ever Diana, you know.
Hey,
attractive.
Hey.
That was the word I bleeped out.
Really? That's yeah.
All right. There's a movie coming out called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In this movie. And this is going to give it some cool authenticity. For those of you who aren't aware, for many years, the number one radio station in Los Angeles was KHJ. And because this takes place in the mid-60s, this is part of the audio from the movie. They used an authentic KHJ Batman promo from that time. And I'm going to play it. Because it is also, for those of you who go back away with radio, this will ring a bell even if you don't know the radio station.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone. There are 7 digits in the Batphone secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television.
Ooh!
Keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone secret number contest.
Boss.
That's awesome.
Boss, that was a word. Cool's been around forever, and it still gets used, but Boss came and went.
How did that work? How did that work, though? I'm curious how that contest worked. Was it a low-high contest? Was it just...
Number by number?
People calling in saying, here's my 7 digits, and you're like, ah, you've got 5 of them right.
But neither of you were around then, and I'm not saying that in any kind
of... We had no control over that.
I understand, but what I want to convey to you, because mm-hmm. you weren't,
mm-hmm.
next to the Beatles... Batman may have been the biggest cultural phenomenon of the 60s.
God, he went Picardy again.
It is such a big deal.
I just wish everyone could have seen your face as it happened.
I'm nervous. This is not
Why are you nervous?
Because I'm filling in for
Rick. You've only been doing this for like 78 years. You know what's up.
Yeah, just look at that look.
Batman was the... So for KHJ to score a promotion using Adam West and Burt Ward, the Batman and Robin from TV, I mean, that show would get 50 million viewers. It was just an instant sensation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Spent a pretty penny on that little promo.
Or they may have gotten it for free because of where they're at. You know, I don't know, but...
Maybe.
But that, you know, you go with the biggest and the best. At that time, KHJ ruled West Coast radio, so... just a little insight there. You might want to even consider that part one in our two-part lesson on the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Now, it's Mick Jagger's birthday, and not every song that has what we call an intro, where it's just music prior to the vocal, the disc jockey is not required to talk up everything. There are certain songs that are so good from the first note, you don't bespoil them with your voice. And one of the songs that I think falls into that category is Brown Sugar, because the guitar work is so crisp. Nobody wants to hear you babbling about the weather or something else. They want to hear the song. And it was number one this week, 1971. And it's always best to use a staging jingle and then play a song with this kind of intro. I demonstrate.
Rich Thomas Weather.
This song just starts out so crisp, and it's got that driving drum beat, and you got a little chord change coming up here. So nobody wants to hear you talking and talking and talking while they're trying to get, and they probably got the radio cranked up. Your voice sounds annoyingly loud. And
shut up.
I was kind of breaking my own rule there, wasn't I? So. Actually, in the day when this song first came out, It was mostly on AM still at that point, and yeah, given the audio quality of AM, it was even harder to understand the lyrics to the song. Was that worth your time?
Yes.
I think you did a fine job.
All right, this day, 1991, Pee Wee Herman was arrested in an adult movie theater in Sarasota, Florida. Cops walked in, and he said...
Oh, wow.
Which one did he say?
Hello!
Okay.
And in a related story, no, it's not related. I can't go there. I'm sorry. It would have been funny, but he pled no contest, by the way, to the charge of public indecency and was fined $50 in court costs. Kingpin was released on this date, 1996. I've never watched it all the way through. I know it's the movie where Woody Harrelson is a guy with one hand and the hand comes off and rolls down the aisle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it was this date, 2006. Lance Bass, who was hilariously portrayed on Mad TV, came out as a gay man in 2006. So from beginning to end, that is your timeline.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Those comfortable days and cooler nights will soon be just a memory. Today, more sunshine. We'll be up to around 91 for a high. We're still dry. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, more and more humidity. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s and spotty, widely scattered afternoon and evening storms around. And more of the same Monday and Tuesday. It's back to business as usual here in Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
I'm going to do the celebrity birthdays during the timeline. I'll save those for the Cheap and Trashy, which is coming up right now at 6:39. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and we do see an accident out on the roadways. It's at 65 North and the West-South Boulevard, so be careful if you're coming into town from that direction. Otherwise, we don't have any big hassles for you. The boulevard's starting to build up a little traffic, but there's no issues. The rest of the interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any problems on the 31. So let's just be careful as we get our Friday morning rolling. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
It's showtime. We are waiting to connect with the Alabama News Network and the cast of Rising. And our topic today is... Not our four things. I mean, plural is our, right? Four things that can make you boring.
Just go that way, yeah. Can you turn my headphones down just a tad there? They're up a little loud.
You're number one?
Yeah, I'm number one.
Wait, now it's gotten quiet for me.
Oh, you hit the master.
Six, five,
I'll have to fix it later.
Four, yeah.
Three, two.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Not everyone's the life of the party, but don't be the death of it.
Yeah, according to a new survey, there are four things that can make you seem boring. Just four?
Yeah.
The first one is not having an opinion or never taking a stance on things, not having a sense of humor, being too predictable, and having unbalanced conversations where you either talk too much or you don't talk enough. That is the worst.
Well, we don't have that problem when we bring in our friends over at 3 Minute Lady, right? Over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Boring!
Hi, would you like my opinion on something? I have many of them.
You're going to give it to us
right.
either way.
Do we have a choice?
But it's like I'm paid to have an opinion. That's been a big part
of
my...
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes. And I express it so calmly.
And freely.
Yes. I use big words when they're appropriate, so I sound more intelligent than I actually am. And back to you, Emily.
Anybody that listens to your afternoon show knows that it's not calmly.
You don't need a radio to listen to my afternoon show.
That's true. You just step outside.
That afternoon show gets a little out of hand.
Well, now, in what way, Ryan? Be my boss for a minute.
Well, you can tell you've had your nap and you're ready to go. And you're ready to attack.
All guns blazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Peepaw's well rested. Ready to let the folks know what's up.
I care. That's... I think that's a big part of not being boring is caring, right? Sounds like I'm making this up. I know it does. But you got to care to have an opinion.
We're buying it.
You got to care to have an opinion.
You're confident in this, so.
Very.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jay?
Do you have an opinion either way.
I don't care, though.
Aha.
No. No, he's a life of a party. I don't do parties. So I don't have to worry about any of that.
I want to ask the Tree of Yous Utes a question.
Oh, gosh.
And okay. And that is, people don't believe me when I go to a party. I've been called standoffish or aloof because I'm not a party guy. I don't go and become the life of the party. I'm shy. And I want to know if you, when you're in a social situation, have the same experience. In your regular everyday life.
First. It depends how much I've had to drink.
I used to be...
Same.
That used to apply to me, too, in a
Hard
way.
Hard same.
Well, no, for me, alcohol was...
I'd say that I...
It gave me a power in social situations that I normally didn't have. The problem is, more is not better with that stuff. Then you go from...
I'll say that I read the room.
Yeah, because I watch the crowd, the conversations, and just see what group of people I would make interact.
Because sometimes you're with a group of people where someone needs to step up and it's gotta be me. The joke. and lead things and move things along. So I will fill that role when I need to.
Yeah.
But it also depends. Like if I have one person with me, I can really come out of my shell. Sometimes if I'm on my own, I'm not. Quite as outgoing as people.
It's good to have a sidekick on the air and off the air.
Yes.
I can attest to that.
Do you feel like you'd be more outgoing in a situation where you don't know anybody at the party? So, like, there's no judgment? There's no...
No.
I
like having that one person who makes me a little bit more comfortable.
Okay.
And then I'll truly.
Then you're the life of the party if you have at least one person.
Sometimes.
So this is a great time to invite you out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Where you can't say no.
Yeah, we're on TV.
Uh-huh.
Too bad, I'll be out of town.
Oh, shucks.
Doing what with who?
Worth a try.
If you don't mind my asking.
Going to see the fiance up in Birmingham.
Convenient.
Awesome. Up in the ham.
Convenient.
That's great. That's great. Do you find that when people... learn that you have the exciting career in television or as we do in radio, sometimes when you meet them in a social situation, they have an expectation of what you're supposed to be like that's up here.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yes.
Over here.
Every time this happens, I realize I need to brush up on my anchorman lines because that's what they bring up every single time. They want me to quote things. And I've seen the movie and I think it's funny, but
yeah.
I don't. They're
all
trying
my
to have
friends,
conversations.
How's it going, Ron Burgundy? You're just like,
I've never
it's
finished
not like
that movie
that at
before
all.
At all. And I had someone that would constantly ask me, like, hey, like, do the reporter thing. Like, and I'm like, this is a barbecue? You want me to
yeah.
live from the grill? I can't do it. No, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've just learned to wrap that conversation a different way. And I'm getting yelled at in my ear right now that we need to wrap this up.
Well, stay classy, Montgomery.
We have to table this conversation, exactly.
See you guys on Monday.
All right.
All right.
I was going to say, we get the... I get the... Say it in your radio voice.
Yes, right.
Do you ever get that?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure you have.
No, all I get is, you're not what I thought you would look like.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten that before. I've gotten that people think that I'm blonde.
Nice.
I thought you would be blonde.
I wonder why that is.
Shut up.
Before I became really well known in Miami, when I was first working for our current boss, one morning, we had a fun morning show, but we weren't on TV or any of that.
So how fun was it really then?
It was fun, but one day I said, I would like you to call and describe me. I hadn't really had my picture in the paper much at that point. And the vast majority of the people that called thought I was a blonde. I guess I sound like one.
Yeah, and it's a little different now because social media is so prevalent.
And we have to be a part of it, even though sometimes I really don't want to.
You can, your picture's out there, you know. Your what you look like is free, is much easier, easily available than it would have been, let's say, 10 years ago.
10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Sometimes I wonder what my career would have been like had there been the internet in the 80s when we had to pull it out of our butts literally every single day.
Let me tell you, I'm so glad social media wasn't around in the 80s. Simply because I can't imagine my parents going through their divorce with a tool like social media. That would have been, woo.
Well, you know, I always remind people, the word viral, things did go viral in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. It just took maybe a couple of minutes longer.
Yeah, minutes, months, years, you know.
Minus the internet. Mr. Baumhauer is busy rebranding the downtown location.
When is he going to come hang out with us?
I'll call him. I realized the other day and talked to him in a long time, and it's not because he's busy and, you know, he's got restaurants all over the state and, you know, he's got the family. Basically, he's training the kids to, you know, take in management. Not all of them, but, you know, management positions. So he's got his hands full, but I will give him a call and get the scoop. Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, though, of course, remains open, starting at 11 o'clock every day. In fact, happy hour starts on Sunday and continues through Friday from 11 to 7 every single day. Girls' Night Out is Tuesday, and of course we have our Wednesday night gathering there, and something that you may want to try that I noticed is new on the menu is the Brazilian barbecue. That just looks mouth-watering and sensational. And all the other goodies that are just unique to that place, man. The pot roast Philly cheesesteak, so many original recipes. Bob's wife is behind the meatloaf. That's her recipe. It's really cool. It's good down home. It's grub. That's what it is. Good grub at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard, Baumhauer's.com. If you're having a party, their catering options are awesome. Temperature is just below 70 at 650. Cheap and Trashy next.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
The best things in life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On July 26th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Mick Jagger.
Congratulations! It's a boy!
Thank you! Now we just need to get out of this crossfire hurricane!
Mick Jagger, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Does that open this weekend? I think it does, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm going to forecast a $60 million box office for that.
60?
Yeah.
I feel 72.
I'm going to go lower and do like 48.
Okay, 48, 60, and 72?
Yes.
Hike.
Should I write Roll these time. Down somewhere?
I really wish you would, because you know I like to be told when I'm right.
We're going to start with the, I don't remember this NBA player, Lorenzen Wright, but he was murdered back in 2010. Yesterday, his ex-wife, Shara Wright, pled guilty to facilitating first-degree murder. She conspired with a man named Billy Turner to kill him. They knew each other from church, of all places. They came up with a plan to kill Lorenzen at his home in Atlanta, but that didn't work out, so they got him in Memphis instead. She is facing 30 years, eligible for parole in 9. They believe a $1 million life insurance policy was the motivation for that to take place.
Awful.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It does look like an interesting film, and I played the audio from KHJ a little bit earlier in the show.
Oh, right.
So we don't have to dwell on that. Margot Robbie says Quentin Tarantino's foot fetish is justified in this film. I understand everybody's got their thing, you know, and that's cool. I just don't understand the whole foot thing. HBO says it's open to rebooting The Sopranos, even though it's been 12 years. That's hard to believe since it ended.
I thought they were doing the thing with old dude's kid.
The prequel movie, The Many Saints of Newark, will hit theaters. That features Gandolfini's real-life son, Michael. HBO is also saying it's possible they could bring back the show for another series. They say, we just keep saying, never say never. And there's a lot of crap opening up on your streaming channels. On Amazon, it's the premiere of The Boys, based on a graphic novel, a dark take on superheroes. Today on Hulu, Light as a Feather opens. I have no idea what that is.
What is that? Is that like the game that you play at sleepovers?
Why not? It makes as much sense as anything else I can think of. Talk of the WWE, Jay, abandoning his PG programming and going back to the raunchier style of the late 90s. But Vince McMahon says that's not happening.
McMahon?
I wasn't even here for that, and it makes me chuckle.
And Shrimp. Throw a dart at a map, and we'll find out where Woodstock 50 is going to take place. You know what the new location is? Columbia, Maryland.
Oh, yeah. I've heard great things about Columbia.
Because when I think Woodstock...
I think Columbia, Maryland
comes right to mind.
They just need to leave that be. Let it go. You've already ruined it.
Yeah, it's a little bit too late to switch up that one. 6:56 at the time to dramatically lower your energy costs. you need to get with Wade Cannon. I'll be doing this. And talk to him about Masterfoam. This is the ultimate insulation. You've heard the term pays for itself. Well, when you cut your electric costs by a third to 50% because you're using styrofoam insulation to lower your attic temperature by 40 or 50 degrees, yeah, that is significantly going to lower your energy costs. Because if the attic is that hot, the space beneath the attic is also going to be very warm, and your unit's going to have to work twice as hard to keep everything cool. So you not only save on the bill, you extend the life of your AC system. Rick Clark pointed that out to me, and he recommended that I install this, and we're working on it. But they're very busy, so don't waste time. Call them today and at least make the appointment to get the estimate, because people are realizing this is the way to go when it comes to insulating your home. That's Wade Cannon at Masterfoam, 802-FOAM, or learn more online at master-foam.com. As we close in on 7 o'clock, a little musical montage saluting Mick Jagger on his 76th birthday right at your Fox at the top of the hour.
Piece of junk?
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Boss Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich. All